All right, so welcome in this part. So basically, we're going to talk about the continuous integration with Visual Studio Team Services Build. So we are using Parts Emitted MRP application. So as a prerequisite, we need another subscription, right? Visual Studio Team Services account or tenant. You need to have the Git command line installed on your machine. And yeah, after that, we can start. So the first part, what we want to do is to clone the repo. So here it's the URL that we need. So I'm going to use HTTP or whatever. Let's try with HTTP. So what I can do, I can just copy here this one, this guy. I'm opening my command line tool. So if I'm doing just a basic Git, you can see that I have the Git command line installed. So I'm good. So here I want to clone the repo here on my local computer in this folder. So users Julien S slash demo. So let's do a Git clone and just okay. Just copy and paste the URL and enter. So it's actually cloning the repo. So what we can do in the meantime, we can check on my laptop here. So let's go on here. I'm supposed to have a folder called demo, which is here. And here it's cloning. So basically, after this command line, okay, we good. So here we have all the files that we need to deploy the application. Basically, all the code is on the SRC folders. The other part is just as documentation, some deployment script, and some prerequisite for that. So we're gonna use this folder. So now that we have the code source on our local machine, what we can do, we can go on Team Services subscriptions on my VSTS. If you don't have one, it's very simple to create a new one. You can go on visualstudio.com, and here you're supposed to have the here. So Visual Studio Team Services, get started for free. Just click here, and you have a process to create a new tenant. It should take 5 minutes to have it. At the end, you have something like this. So me, I'm using my first name and my last name as a name of my tenant. So first step is to click on New here and create a new project. So let's call it Parts Limited MRP. I want to use Agile and Git as resource control. I'm good with that. And just click on Create Project. Good. Now we have our project just created on the Visual Studio Team Services. So we just have to click on Navigate to Project. And here we have a bunch of different tabs. So me, I'm using some extensions. So don't worry if you have some tabs. If I have some tabs, and you don't have it, so you'll see the main one we use will be build, and that's it. For this part, we're gonna use build and code. Sorry. So congratulations, yay! We create your project, so we can close this page, and we can go on the code part. So basically, the repo. So here, it just told us that the Parts Emitted MRP is empty. We just created the project, so makes sense. And let's add some code. So to do that, basically, what we want to do, we're gonna use our command line. So here, if you remember, we just clone our repo, so we can change directory on the folder we created. So here we have our contents. So, and here on Visual Studio TMCs, it told us that if we want to push an existing directory, so that's our situation, you just need to git remote add. So let's copy and paste this command line, git remote. So we want to add a remote destination called origins and with these URLs. So let's do that. Let's enter. So it said origins already using, which makes sense, right? Because for this repo, origin is the GitHub, is this one, right? So what we want to do is just to change the name origins for VSTS, for example. And right, so now if we do a Git remote list, oh, no, sorry, Git remote dash v. We should see, so origin, like I said, that's the GitHub, and the second one is the VSTS repo, or VSTS repo. And the second command line is just to push. So I want now to push my local content, right, to my remote repository. So just we can do that just with git push, but not origins. Now we want to push to VSTS, right? Here, it should ask you for authentication. So me, I'm already authenticated. So that's why you're automatically pushing the source. But if it's your first time you are using VSTS with the command line, you should have the authentication page from Visual Studio Team Services. So now it told us that everything is done. So what we can do, we can just refresh this page. Okay, and here, as you can see, we have our codes. So basically, that's the same thing that we have locally here. So cool. Now, next step, we're going to focus on the part, on the second part. Basically, we deploy a Linux machine to install the VSTS agent on it. So to do that, let's use our Azure subscription and let's search to deploy a Ubuntu machine. So I'm doing quick search for Ubuntu. I will use the last one, so the 16 edition LTS for log time support. And I'm going to use the resource manager for sure and click on create. So for the basics configuration, let's call that ports unlimited agent VSTS. I'm going to use SSD, my username, so let's go with my first name, the password that I want to use. I want to use this subscription. I'm going to create a new resource group. I'm going to add MRP here. Right, and I'm going to call just agent. VSTS. I'm going to use WestUS. I'm correct with that. So click on create or on OK, sorry. The size, for the size, basically you can use whatever you want. So me, what I'm like to use is the, I think it's there, the F1. This one. I really like this one. It's just 1 core, 2 gigabytes of RAM. It's really cheap. So and that's the last SSD edition. So it's really cool to work with one, with that one. So we can stay and keep the basic configuration and click on OK for that, basically. And you can deploy your VM, so validation paste, and click on OK, and it's just submitting the deployment. And after 2 minutes, we should be able to see our VM running on Azure. So let's wait. All right, so now our VM, we just created a new VM on Azure, right? So called Agent VSTS. So as you can see here, it's running. So we can click on the VM. And so as you can see, we have a public IP address associated to this VM. But so what we want also to use a DNS name label. For the future, it will be more simple to use a DNS label. So let's click here on the IP address here on configuration, and let's add agent VSTS MRP. Just an example, you can name as you want. Me, I'm going to call this agent VSTS MRP and click on save. So it's saving. And after that, we should be able to have a SSH connection on the VM using this public DNS name. So what we can do, prepare the command. So SSH, my username that I just choose at the creation of the VM, and it will be agent vstsmrp.westus. cloudapp.azure.com, enter. And here, because we're using SSH, are you sure you want to store the public key, yes. And now I have to enter the password that I picked at the creation of the VM. And there we go. I'm connected on the VM thanks to SSH. So that's cool. So the first step when you want to, let's say when you have an Ubuntu machine, you want to make sure that all the package and the repo package are updated, and also the package that are already installed upgraded. So let's run a quick apt-get-update and apt-get-upgrade. So here I have a few updates to do. So let's update that. Yes. So in the meantime, you will be able to see all the commands that I'm just running on the hands-on lab on the GitHub repo. Don't worry about that. So you can do so just basic copy and paste. Basically, it's what I'm doing right now. Just have the Markdown open on my other screen. All right. Now, so we're done with the upgrade sequence. Let's say that. We need to install some prerequisite for the VSTS agent, so some libraries. So let's do that. Again, just a copy and paste from the Markdown file. So we're done. Next step, we need to install Gradle. So we will use Gradle to compile the project. So again, thanks to the package manager, let's install Gradle. And the final step will be Java DK and MongoDB. Perfect, so we're done with Gradle. Next step, like I said, Java DK and MongoDB. So same thing, apt-get install. All right, so the next step is to set up two environment variables. So the first one, we have to do an export Java home and the path to the Java DK and something for the path here. And basically we don't. So we don't, we have one VM running Ubuntu with some prerequisite, Gradle, open JDK install, Java DK install, MongoDB, some prerequisite for the VSTS agent. And the next step will be to install the agent on the machine and run the agent and initiate the connection between VSTS and this machine. As a quick note about that, so as you can see, we run all the steps manually, so all the apt-get command line. In the future, what we can do also is set up and use ARM templates or an infrastructure as code, thanks to tools like Azure Resource Manager, or you can do that with Chef, Puppet, and have one deployment scripts to deploy your machine on Azure using running Ubuntu and all the prerequisites already installed. But what I like to do is first run everything manually to understand behind the scene how it works. But keep in mind that the DevOps concept is to automate everything. So yeah, so let's continue with the next step. So let's go back to our Visual Studio Team Services tenant. And let's go back on the Team Services. So here, as you can see, I am at the root of my website or of my Visual Studio Team Services subscription. I'm going to click here on the top right on collection settings here on the Little Gears logo. And here I'm going to go on agent pool sections. Okay. So here basically we have the hosted agent by Microsoft, that the one you can use for free. But what we want to do is, like I told you, is to install the agent on this machine here. So what we can do, we can create a new pool. We're going to call this one. So let's take the same name that we have in the hands-on lab. So parts unlimited MRP and click on OK. So here we have one pool, right? And if just for information, if you click here on download agent, you can see you have all the command lines you can do to download the agent. So here for the Linux, which is our case, you have the Ubuntu edition for the 14 edition or the 16 edition, but you can also you also have the binaries for Red Hat. Basically, for information, behind the scenes is a Node.js application, so that's why you can run on. You have no prerequisite for the operational system, so you can run on macOS, on Linux, or on Windows. So you can click on download and install. But what we want to do is to keep that simple. You can create from, so here, as you can see here, I'm on my home directory, right? If I'm doing list ls, I have nothing. So I'm gonna create a folder called my agent for make dir, and I'm gonna change directory and go inside this directory. So here I'm in my folder, new folder called my agent, right? And I'm gonna do a wget from the GitHub repo with the last release of the agent for Ubuntu 16 edition. I know it's this one. So I'm doing wget, so basically I'm downloading the agent locally. It's a tar file, so what I want to do is to, let's say that, unzip or untar, I don't know if I can say that, but to extract the content of package in this folder, my agent. So let's click on enter, and now if I'm doing a basic list, I still have my tar package, so I can remove this thing. And here I have all the binaries that I need to run the agent. So as you can see, I have here a config file. So let's run this one with this command. And here we are, so hey, do we want to accept the license? Sure, yes. Enter the server URL. So I'm gonna use here my HTTPS, julienstroyker.visualstudio.com. Enter, and here you need the authentication type. So enter for PAT. That's the new authentication mode for personal access token. So yes, enter. We're gonna use this new authentication, and I'm gonna see you quickly. Oh, you can create, you can manage actually, create a token. Sorry. So click on here, Julien Stroyker for me. Your username, and go on security section. And for the first personal access token here, you can create on HAD. So let's do that. Description. I'm gonna use VSTS agent demo. You can do everything you want. Let's keep that simple and use all scopes because it's my tenant, but in a production environment, you want to specify some specific scope. I'm gonna use all scope and create the token. And here it told you, make sure to copy the token now. So I'm gonna do that here, Control C, and I'm gonna paste my access token, enter. Connecting to server. So enter agent pool. So that's the agent pool. So let's go back here. Agent pools, the agent pool that we created. So this one, linux-party-limited-mrp. I want to use the name of the agent. I want to keep agent VSTS. That's correct. Or you can specify something more specific. So let's say, I don't know, MRP, Linux, or Ubuntu 16, whatever. I'm going to keep this one. Push enter. Successful add. As you can see here, it just add agent. Enter work folder again, default. And here, so we good. We just CTP'd a new agent. So the next step is just to run this agent. So same thing. If you check for the list, you have something called run here. So let's run this guy. Okay. Run that shell, enter, connecting to the servers, listening job. And here now, as you can see, we are green. So we're good to go. And just also for information here, as you can see, I've, let's say, lost my command line because it's running this task. But what you can do, you can run this command line as a services. And also the cool thing you can do, you can specify on Linux, you can search for that on Google or Bing. Oh, I can run a shell command when I'm starting my VM, which means every time you will stop and start your VM, it will start the services and stop the services for you. So basically, straight from Azure, you can shut down and start the VM, and every time it just start the VM, it will start the services, so which is cool. So now, we are, let's say, all the prerequisites for our application. So what we can do, you can close this guy here. You can go back on the, again, the root folder, So JSTorycard.visualstudio.com, and go back on a new project that we just created before. So remember, on the code section, you can see the code that we just push thanks to the git command. And we're going to go on the build section right now. So as you can see, it's empty. So let's create here, create a new build definition. And we have few templates for you. But let's start from scratch to understand everything. So I'm going to use an empty one. Click on Next. And here I'm going to use the repo that I have on my project. That's correct, called Parts of Metal MRP. I want to use the master branch. And here, as you can see, that I can pick the Linux Parts of Metal MRP, which is good. That's the one that we want. So every time I will launch a build definition, this build definition that I'm creating right now, it will use this agent. Right, which means this server on Azure. Cool. So let's create. Click on Create. And now here, we just have to click on Add Build Step. So we have a bunch of different steps for you. So again, doesn't matter if I have more steps that you have right now, because I'm using extension and I'm doing bunch of different stuff with my subscription, but search for the one that you should have, Gradles. This one comes per default on Visual Studio Team Services, and click three times on Add. One, two, three. As you can see in the background, I just add three steps. And the last step that we're going to use, so I'm still on hold, I'm going to use the copy or C. Here, copy and publish build artifacts. Click on Add as the last step and click on Close. Correct. So now we have to set up these three steps. So again, on the Enzon Lab, on the Markdown, you have all the path, all the configuration, the scriptions you have to do. So I'm gonna just basically copy and paste the setup that we want to fill. So the first one is the Gradle wrapper here. So this one, I'm going to use integration for the first. I'm going to rename the step. As you can see, it's called Gradle build. Gradle build. So I want to here maybe put something clean. So let's use the first one, it's integration, not other, integration, sorry, integration service. Okay. Perfect. I want the build, that's correct. We don't have a test on this one, but we can keep this configuration here. And here I want to use this working directory, right? Let's do the same thing basically for the second one, but now it's not integration, it's order service. And same thing here, order service. Okay, order service. And use here on advanced this working directory. Basically, just for information, here is the same thing as if you browse the folder inside the repo, that's basically the same thing, right? And the last one, that's the front end. So this one, call this one clients. Clients. Click on OK. The wrapper is there, and the working directory, it's here, basically same here. And for the last one, I'm going to keep the copy root empty, because it's saying here, if you're using the empty, that's the root of the repo, which is perfect for me. I want to, so here you can use the mismatch patterns, but basically I want to have all the jar and war files. So we're going to use, we're going to have two jar files. That's on Java. When you do Java at the end, you have kind of zip package, but it's a jar package for integration and order, which is the backend. And for the clients, the front end, it will be a war for web, a war package. So here I'm going to call the artifact's name drop. I'm going to use server as a type. And basically now you can click on save just to be sure. We're going to use and call parts limited dot CI because here, so it just rename the definition, as you can see here. The next step is just to trigger us every time I want to build this definition. I want to run this build definition every time I'm going to check in my code. So that's the continuous integration. So I'm going to tick this one, right? Again, can click on save and OK. And what you can do also, the last one for general, make sure that you have the good default agent queue here, Linux Parts Unlimited, right? And we're good. So what we can do, we can queue a new build just to see if everything works fine. So let's do that. Click on queue build, perfect, and click on OK. So behind the scene here, it should change for running job. So which means the connection between VSTS and my agent works fine. That's cool. And let's see what we have on the console inside the web page here. So basically, you have the that's cool because you can see if everything works fine. So let's wait if you have errors or success. All right, so our build is actually finishing. Good, so we're done after 2.2 minutes. So just as a quick wrap up, what he did, so basically first he just get the source thanks to Git, so he just Git clone on the local machine here. After that, when he's done with that, he just prepare and download some prerequisite to run the Maven Gradle, the Maven slash thanks to Gradle wrapper. He's using Maven behind the scenes, so he needs some prerequisite and some dependencies. So he download it. After that, he build a package, and at the end here, we're supposed to have my first jar file. The second one here. Is the other services basically the same thing, downloading dependencies. After that, he run a bunch of tests because we have some unit tests here on the code is there. And after that, because we have a test, he publish 79 different tests, so we're gonna see that. And same thing for the clients, so but we don't have tests on this one, you just build and package the solution. And at the end, we have three files, one jar file, two jar file, and the third one is the WAF file, like I told you. So now if I'm clicking on the build 151, which is this one, or here, the same thing, as you can see, we have different information, but here we have the test results. Here, and I can click on detail reports, and you can see here that he ran straight in the build definition some different tests, so which is really cool. Tests or test get order, and we're gonna see more in details in the next chapters. So yeah, so that's cool. We have one build definition, but if you remember, if I click on edit here, so just edit, we had configuration continuous integration. So let's test now if I'm changing something on my code here. So let's go on the code section here, go on SRC clients web, and let's check and change something in the endets. So I'm going to use here the online editor. So you can click on edit here and change the code straight in your web web browser. So it's not a good recommendation, but you can do that. Or what I can do is directly straight here. It's the same thing, right? I can change something on my local machine and do a Git push. And basically, it will be the same thing that I'm doing right now here. So let's change the title for Parts Unlimited MRP here. And I'm good with this command, updated index. And here, I have an option called commit. So I'm going to save, and it's going to commit. So as you can see here, it just committed my new code. And if I'm clicking here, I can see that I have here, basically I have the change that I did, which is cool. And I have the GUID, so 3CF something. And here I have pending. So if I'm clicking here, it says that it's pending for build running. So let's go back on build section here. And you remember, so I still have my build that I triggered 3 minutes ago. But if I'm going on queue, as you can see just now, it just starts from the 3B disk commit here. it's running a new build. So I can double click here and it's running my build definition. So same thing, contacting my agent via STS, and it's doing the actually it's doing the same thing. So integration services, other services, the clients, it will run all the tests and publish the new artifacts. So at the end, I'm going to be able to have the last test version of my artifacts ready to be published somewhere. So now that I already have all the dependency installed on the machine, it should be really quick and not take 2 minutes, but yeah, it's already done, almost done. Three, cleanup, finishing, and we're done. So now, same thing, I have a new build code 152, and same thing, I have my test here. So basically, oops, so it just add. So now I have two different tests, or multiple tests, sorry. And also, the cool thing that I want to show you, that's the artifacts part. So here, you'll be able to see if you have the good artifacts at the end. So here, I have my jar file. I have my second jar file for ordering, and for the clients here, I have my WAR file. So I'm ready to deploy my application, basically. So that's it for this part. I hope you get it, everything. If you don't hesitate to raise here an issue on the repo, straight on the repo. You can click here on the issue and create a new issue. If you think that something missed, if you have question or I don't know. So don't hesitate. That's the idea of the issue right there. And I hope to see you at the next module, which is the continuous deployment. Bye-bye.